I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, expect a sunny sky, warm with a high near 92 degrees. Illinois' two-year budget impasse is over. The Illinois House yesterday overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's vetoes, giving final approval to a spending plan and tax increase. From the State House, Brian Mackey has more.
There was not a single vote to spare. 71 Democrats and Republicans joined together to end the two-year crisis. Among more than a dozen Republicans who defied Governor Bruce Rauner's command not to override his veto was State Representative Steve Anderson from Geneva.
I believe it's a historic day because it's a day where we decide the fate of our state. Do we want to save it? Or do we want to let it go into meltdown?
Illinois isn't out of the woods by a long shot. The state still owes about $15 billion on bills that have been piling up unpaid over the last 2 years. But lawmakers are at least hoping that their vote will keep the credit rating agencies from knocking Illinois down to junk bond status. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, sudden layoff notices in the Saline County Sheriff's Department could mean there will be only three deputies on patrol for the entire county. Amy Rose is staff attorney with the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police Labor Council. She says the three deputies wouldn't be able to patrol 24/7, which would leave some towns and police departments at risk.
It's going to affect the county as a whole because it's going to decrease the amount of patrol deputies on the road.
A county board meeting on Wednesday revealed some funds have been allocated to the department that the sheriff wasn't expecting. That could mean the department will end with more money than they originally thought. But since the notices went out regarding layoffs, one deputy retired, another resigned, and one moved to another department. Rose says that extra money and the three vacancies could make the layoffs unnecessary. For now, though, none of those layoffs have been rescinded. Democratic Southern Illinois prosecutor Brendan Kelly says he'll run for Congress in the 12th District. Kelly told the Belleville News-Democrat this week he plans to run for the Democratic nomination to take on Republican incumbent U.S. Representative Mike Bost of Murfreesboro next year. The St. Clair County State's attorney joins a field of four other formally announced Democratic candidates for the seat. Kelly's been state's attorney since 2010. Before that, he was St. Clair County's circuit clerk and served in the U.S. Navy. The 41-year-old says he's running because he feels Southern Illinoisans are hurting and that no one in Congress is listening. Bost first won the 12th district seat for the GOP in 2014. Prosecutors in southeast Missouri's Perry County have charged a man with shooting at a motorhome while the vehicles were traveling on Interstate 55. The southeast Missourian reports 28-year-old David Paul Ellis of St. Genevieve is charged with first-degree assault, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Missouri State Highway Patrol says no serious injuries resulted from that shooting, which happened last Friday afternoon. I'm Jennifer Fuller.